Hi, I'm Liam, and I want to tell you about a recent weekend trip I took to the coast and a rather expensive lesson I learned about hiring sports gear. I decided to head down to the coast for a quick weekend getaway. Most people visit the area for its historic castle, but the main draw for me was the waves, which are supposedly some of the best in the country. I'm a keen surfer, but unfortunately I couldn't bring my own equipment on this journey. I was initially worried that my little car wouldn't be big enough to carry it inside. However, the real issue was that my roof rack had completely snapped a few days prior, meaning I had absolutely no way to transport my gear and had to leave it behind. Once I arrived and checked into my accommodation, I set about finding a place to hire what I needed. I walked straight down towards the pier, assuming there'd be an obvious surf shop right on the beachfront. Instead, after asking a local, I eventually located a tiny rental hut tucked away behind a supermarket, quite a walk from the sand. When the owner told me the price for a day's hire, I nearly walked straight back out the door. I was expecting to pay a small deposit and a modest hourly charge, but the daily rental fee was so exorbitant it almost made me reconsider the whole trip. I mean, it felt like I was buying a fraction of the board just to borrow it. I stood there doing the math in my head, feeling quite frustrated. I thought about saving the cash to pay for a better hotel room for the night. Yet I suddenly realized I'd easily blow that same amount on a fancy restaurant meal without thinking twice. Seeing it from that perspective, I resigned myself to the cost and handed over my credit card. The guy behind the counter then handed me my gear. Because it was a rental place, I was expecting to be given one of those heavy foam boards they hand out to absolute beginners. Surprisingly, he gave me a sleek fiberglass board, which was incredibly lightweight and perfect for my intermediate level. Walking down to the shore with the board under my arm, I was bracing myself for a really bitter wind, as it was quite a cloudy afternoon. As it turned out, the water temperature was remarkably mild for the time of year, so I paddled out feeling quite comfortable and ready to go. Out in the water, it was quite crowded with other people. I usually try to strike up a conversation with the local surfers to get some tips about the currents. On this occasion, though, it was the lifeguards who gave me some brilliant advice on where the best breaks were forming, which really helped me out. After 2 solid hours of catching some fantastic swells, I finally headed back to the beach, utterly exhausted but thrilled. Some people surf primarily for the intense physical workout it provides. For me, however, the mental clarity I get from being out in the ocean, entirely focused on the horizon, makes every single penny of that exorbitant rental cost completely worth it. So, I've accepted that paying a premium is sometimes just a necessary evil of travelling light. Next time I head to the coast, I might look into borrowing a friend's gear if they live nearby. Actually, I'm seriously considering investing in an inflatable board, because they pack down small into a backpack and are so much easier to travel with. I guess we'll see.